ABC News, I'm Chuck Severson. Though most companies seem to be absorbing the cost of President Trump's new tariffs, that may not last, says ABC's Mary Bruce.
Fresh produce prices are expected to rise 7%. The average price of a new car could jump by $5,800 in the short run. By one estimate, the tariffs could cost the average household $2,400 a year.
The Environmental Protection Agency today terminated a $7 billion grant program intended to help pay for residential solar projects for more than 900,000 lower-income U.S. households. Texas Republican Senator Cornyn saying the FBI agreed to help in some still unspecific way as Democratic state lawmakers have fled to Illinois to prevent a quorum to vote on a Republican redistricting plan for Congress. One of the lawmakers in the Chicago area is Democratic state rep Gene Wu.
There's absolutely nothing they can do unless they have the legal authority to do it, and they do not.
This is ABC News. The western U.S. seeing the hottest temperatures of the year so far. Phoenix today officially reached 117, tying for the hottest August temperature on record.
In L.A.'s valleys today, it's well over 100 degrees. In Palm Springs, around 116. On Wednesday, it was 110 degrees when a neighborhood in North Phoenix lost electricity.
Any day in summer is not a good day to have a power outage.
A car hit power lines, causing the electricity to go out. As power crews moved in to get the A.C. running again, residents looked on.
A massive crew of electricians just doing the dang thing, like essential. Thank you so much.
Alex Stone, ABC News.
Not all of the German Autobahn is a race course. There are indeed some speed limit zones. One driver decided to put metal to the pedal. No limits. He may have broken a record. He was clocked at 199 miles per hour in a 74 miles per hour speed zone and fined over $1,000, plus banned from driving for 3 months. Chuck Severson, ABC News.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy, warm and muggy tonight. Slight storm chance, lows in the upper 60s. Hazy, hot, and humid tomorrow. High in the low 90s, heat index approaching 100. Storm chances return for the upcoming weekend. Not as warm, but humid. Right now we're at 83 degrees.
WTBW. Round, round, get around. I get around. Yeah, get around, round, round. I get around. I get around.
It's never been beat, and we've never missed yet with the girls we meet. None of the guys go steady, cause it wouldn't be right to leave your best girl home on a Saturday night. I get around. Get around.
One floor below me, you don't even know me. I love you. Oh, my darling,
not three times
on the ceiling if you want me.
Twice on the pipe.
If the answer is no. Oh, my sweetness means you
meet me in the hall.
Gonna show if you look out your window tonight, pulling the string with the note that's attached to my heart. Read how many times I saw you, how in my silence I adored you, and only in my dreams did that wall between us come apart. On the ceiling
if you want me. Twice on the pipe
if the answer is no. Oh, my sweetness means you
meet me in the hallway.
Whoa, twice on the pipe means you ain't gonna show.
WGBW 2025 deserves these tunes too.
97.9 FM.
I can't get no satisfaction.
Yeah. Live in his world than live without him in mind.
World is his.
Oh, yeah. for you, my
treatments emerging in the fight against Alzheimer's, now is the time for hope. Keep the momentum going and join us in Green Bay on September 27th for the Walk to End Alzheimer's, the world's largest fundraiser to fight the disease. Join us by registering at alz.org/walk.
Hey, Ashwaubenon, get ready for one of the biggest community events of the year. It's Amanda with another new Wisco 411 for you, brought to you by Area 509 in Appleton. And the Ashwaubenon 2025 Blast and Family Fun Athlon is Saturday, August 9th from 9 a.m. till 10 p.m. at the Ashwaubenon May Park. There's going to be a car show, free swimming, $5 wristbands will get you unlimited games, bounce houses, face painting, balloon animals, and you can round out the day by listening to the Cougars. There's so much going on. Check it out. Head to WGBW.FM and click events. Don't miss this.
Mommy, can I sit in the front seat just this one time? Please, please, please.
No, not yet.
But why?
Because I love you, and you're just not ready yet. Now, get in the back so I can get you in your car seat, please.
Putting your kids in the right seat for their age and size is an act of love. Check that your kids are in the right seat at NHTSA.gov/the right seat. Love protects. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Everybody let it rock. Everybody let it rock.
fix next. I wanna stick around a while to get my kick. Let it rock. Everybody let it rock. Everybody in old Selma. Put Danny to the jail, let it rock. Danny to the jail, let it rock. Danny to the jail, let it rock. Danny to the jail, let it rock.
It's a zoo around here. What with all the animals?
We gotta get out of this place.
Turtles. Monkeys.
And I saw her face. Now I'm a believer.
Birds. And the dog. Yeah, even a bullfrog. Yeah, a regular zoo on the station with local news and timeless hits. 97.9 WGBW.
When will I see you again?
It started long ago in the Garden of Eden when Adam said to Eve, baby, you're for me. So come on, baby, let's start today. Come on, baby, let's play the game of love.
Though you may be thinking, and I know that you've been cheating, oh, I'll get you.
97.9 WGBW. Local news, timeless hits. Music that still sounds great.
Anything. We're gonna talk and laugh all the time away. I feel it coming closer day by day. Life would be ecstasy, you and me endlessly moving on a Sunday afternoon.
My name is DeMar Hamlin. I play for the Buffalo Bills, and I play safety. CPR saved my life. I've teamed up with the American Heart Association as a national ambassador to help create a nation of lifesavers, turning bystanders into lifesavers through CPR education and access to AEDs. Nearly 3 out of 4 cardiac arrests that don't happen in hospitals happen in homes. Join me to ensure everyone has the chance to live longer, healthier lives. Visit heart.org/nation.
Thank you.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. Prices of fruits and veggies could jump, as could new car prices and furniture and more, analysts say, though most companies right now are absorbing costs of President Trump's new tariffs. Craig Vittori owns Craig's Coffee in Detroit.
I was absorbing that cost at first, but now I'm actually increasing prices and slowly moving those costs to my customers.
Texas Republican Senator John Cornyn saying the FBI agreed to help look for Texas Democratic state lawmakers who fled to Illinois. The FBI knows where they are, says one of the lawmakers in the Chicago area, Democratic State Rep Gene Wu.
Our concern here is that they're happy to break the law, to ignore the law, to scoot around the law, because it's convenient and easy for them. We're always concerned about that.
Prime Minister Netanyahu says Israel intends to take full control of the Gaza Strip and eventually transfer its administration to friendly Arab forces. This is ABC News. It's been a slow hurricane season this year. Only one of four Atlantic Ocean tropical storms made landfall in the U.S. But that's not stopping government officials from still standing behind their predictions.
The National Weather Service still expects to see 13 to 18 named storms before the end of the hurricane season November 30th, including as many as 9 hurricanes and 2 to 5 major hurricanes. The agency acknowledges that the season has gotten off to a slow start, with Tropical Storm Andrea taking shape June 24th, and Tropical Storm Dexter is now in the North Atlantic and moving away from the U.S. mainland. A new disturbance is taking shape off the coast of Africa, with a 60% chance of becoming a cyclone in the next 7 days. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
Up for auction, a $325 million Russian yacht with 8 staterooms, a helipad, a gym, and a spa. The yacht was seized after Moscow's invasion of Ukraine 3 years ago and belonged to a sanctioned former Russian politician. Auction closes September 10th. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy, warm and muggy tonight. Slight storm chance, lows in the upper 60s. Hazy, hot, and humid tomorrow. High in the low 90s. Heat index approaching 100. Storm chances return for the upcoming weekend. Not as warm, but humid. Currently 81 degrees.
WTVW.